Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is September 22nd, 1953, and the title is The Gold Run. Let's get into it.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Gold Run. On his way to the town of Mountain Rock to ride escort on a gold run for his friend, driver Tom Maxwell, Cisco was approached by two members of Luke Barron's gang, who, wearing the stars of a sheriff and a deputy, asked him to come to the jail to identify a prisoner. Although he had a feeling all was not well, Cisco went with the men, but ordered Pancho to stay outside the jail. Inside, Luke Barron and his men attacked Cisco, who would have gotten away from them had not Pancho, hearing the fight, rushed in and blocked Cisco's escape just long enough for the bandits to strike both Cisco and Pancho down. Now, in a cell of the jail...
Pancho's head come off, Cisco.
See, my head feels the same way, Pancho. Sometimes I feel as if I'd been hit by a bolt of lightning.
Pancho's sorry, Cisco. It's darker than outside in the jail, and Pancho come in from the sunlight. And Pancho and I could see Cisco clear. And Pancho think maybe Cisco a bandido, and Pancho grab Cisco.
Oh, I know you meant to help Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
But next time when I tell you to stay outside, stay outside.
Yes, Cisco. Next time Pancho do like Cisco say.
And bandido look Baron must be laughing up his sleeve at us now, amigo.
Why not kill us then, Cisco, huh?
I do not know unless it... Santos Pancho, now I understand.
Wait.
Somehow Luke Barron must have heard you and I were coming here to ride escort with the gold run.
Ride escort, huh?
So he got those stars for his men and sent them out to meet us.
To meet us, huh?
He wants us out of the way so he can get that gold.
Ah.
Mother of me, I was blind as a bat not to realize that before.
Pancho not realize it, Cisco.
Bad enough to be tricked into coming here. It's even worse for Senor Tom to be thinking we broke our word to him.
Bad, Cisco. Bad.
Pancho, we must get out of this jail. We must prevent that holdup.
But how we get out of this jail?
Take hold of that cell bar, Pancho.
Pancho,
come on, Cisco. Now, with all your mind. I will help you.
Perhaps the two of us can bend this bar. Pull, Pancho.
Pancho, pull.
It's no use.
No use.
Bars are too strong for us. We must think of something else, Pancho.
Pancho, I can think. Cisco thing and tell Pancho what to do.
I wish I could tell you, Chico, but at the moment I cannot.
Uh-oh. Here come that deputy, Cisco.
What's all this talking going on out here?
Talking? What talking?
I heard you. You see this black eye of mine, Cisco? Well, I owe you one for that. And Baron told me if you try to break out of that cell, they'll gun you down. I sure hope you try to break out.
Me not try nothing like that, deputy.
Of course we would not, deputy. This is the nicest cell we've ever been in. We would not leave it for anything.
Just like home, this cell.
See, you don't start anything. Because I'm right out there in the office waiting for you to...
I suppose the rest of your gang has gone to rob that stagecoach, hombre.
Yes, that's right. No harm in telling you now. That plum makes a fool out of you, don't it, Cisco? It plum makes a fool out of you.
Good thing I come along, ain't it, Tom?
Why, Thunder, I can't understand it, Belinda. I can't understand why Cisco didn't get there.
Well, he didn't. Yes, sir. Good thing I come along to ride shotgun. And if any varmint gets within shotgun range of this stage, they're going to get a load of this buckshot.
Now, don't you go blasting away with that shotgun unless I tell you to.
Nobody's getting that gold while I'm along.
Well, I don't understand it. I never knew the Cisco kid to break his word before. He must have got into some trouble, that's all.
No, stop mooning about that, Tom Maxwell. We're getting up into the path now. If there's going to be any trouble, that's where we'll get it.
Pancho, I have finally thought of a plan.
What the plan, Cisco? What the plan, huh?
This bench is only a long, heavy plank with the legs nailed onto it.
What good that?
Oh, listen, you will find out.
Mm-hmm.
We can easily break the legs off that bench.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the bench over. Do not make too much noise.
Turn the bench over.
Now, you bend that leg, I'll bend this one.
Yeah, Pancho, bend.
Careful now, Pancho.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Careful, that hombre will come out here to see what is going on.
Yeah, Pancho, be careful.
It's better.
Mm-hmm.
Bueno. Now, two of them off. Now, let us get the other two.
This one come easy, Cisco.
See, they nailed on carelessly.
This one off, Cisco.
So is this one. Now, Pancho,
huh?
I'll put this plank between the cell bars and use it as a lever.
Pancho pull too, Cisco?
That is just the idea, Chico. That way, I think we can bend those bars. Now, with all your strength, Pancho.
Sí, with all Pancho's strength.
Bueno, Pancho, bueno, the bar is bending. Once more, we will have it.
Now, let us bend the other bar the same way, and we can get out of here.
Bueno.
Now, follow me quietly, amigo.
Sí, quietly, Cisco.
Pancho, wait.
What?
That hombre has heard us. Coming out here again. Back against the wall, Pancho.
Back against the wall, Pancho.
Now look, you two.
Hey, what's going on?
Just this, hombre.
Put in one of those cells, Pancho.
Sí.
Then we'll get our guns and our horses and ride to help Senor Maxwell, if we are not too late.
Get these horses out of sight.
Right, Luke.
This pass is a mighty good place to hold up that stage, Luke.
Yeah. No chance here for the horses to turn or bolt. You hombres take cover behind them rocks. Slim, you come with me. Okay.
All right, Luke.
Right, here's a good place for us. Right where we can spot them coming up the trail.
Yep. Any other trails lead up here?
Well, there's one off to the left behind us. Why? You thinking that Cisco kid will get away?
Well, no, but...
Of course he can't get away. I gave Jig orders what to do in that case, and he's sure aching to carry him out. We ain't got to worry none about that Cisco kid. And he sure's got to worry about us.
Yeah, he sure has, Luke.
Careful now. Here's the stage.
Hey, there's a woman sitting up there with Maxwell.
Never mind her. All right, stop them horses.
Where am I, Thunder? Whoa.
I'll get the first coyote that comes out of hiding. You!
Move!
There, now get those horses out of here, Tom Fast.
No, Belinda. I can't take a chance on your getting killed.
Get your hands up, both of you. Why, Thunder, I've a mind to gun you both down. Cutting loose that way with that shotgun.
Oh, you couldn't hit nothing with that gun anyway, you bug.
I won't argue with you, ma'am. but keep them hands up, understand? Maxwell, where's that gold?
Go ahead and find it.
Come on, come on, where is it? So help me, I'll drill you.
I'll tell you. It's in the stage.
Now look here, Belinda.
Oh, you think I want him to kill you, Tom? Maybe he ain't worth much, but you're all I got. Look in the stage, you.
Slim, you look in there.
Right, Luke.
You and your Cisco kid, Tom.
Yep, here's the gold.
All right, haul it out here.
Get out of that stage, hombre.
It's Cisco.
Look out, Cisco. He's an old gun on
Bueno, Cisco. Shoot the gun at his hand.
The rest of you bandidos, get your hands up. Come on, get them up in the air.
He's going out fully now, bandidos.
All right, boys. He's got the drop on us. Don't nobody try to draw on him.
Cisco, put down that gun and I'll beat the daylights out of you.
You may have that chance, hombre. Senor Tom. You and the senora, keep the rest of these hombres covered.
You bet we will, Cisco.
You keep them covered too, Pancho.
Pancho, keep them covered too, Cisco.
I will holster my gun. Now, hombre, what are you going to do?
I'm going to beat you to a pulp, Cisco.
You can fight as well as you can talk. I am in for a bad time, but it seems you cannot. So let us end this fight right now.
That's a stuff, Cisco.
All over now.
Yes, sir, I said it was.
What we doing now, Cisco?
Pancho, when we saw these coyotes first, they were pretending to be in jail. This time, there will be no pretense about it. We will take them to the county jail. This gold run passes right by there.
Turn around, you hombre. And Pancho, take your gun. And Pancho tied you up.
See, then throw them in the stage, amigo.
See?
This is the last ride that most of them will have.
Well, I gotta take it all back, Cisco. I didn't think you'd get there in time to help us.
We not think so neither, senor.
See, that is true, we did not. My apologies to you, Senora, and Senor Tom, for not being at the stage depot when you started.
Oh, ain't any apologies necessary, Cisco. I knew something had happened, and now you told us what 'twas, well, everything's all squared away.
I declare, I was most sick. Tom assigned a responsibility for all that gold.
A responsibility he did not have to keep, Senora.
Thanks to you and Pancho. Honest, I'm going to get you up the best meal you ever had.
Meal? Easy.
Pancho, that is not polite to be so eager.
Pancho hungry, Cisco. No,
let him alone, Cisco.
Very well, senor.
And not only that, Pancho, but I'm going to give you the biggest hug you ever got.
No, no, senor. No.
Right now.
Oh, Pancho think two ribs go bust. Pancho not can eat so much now, no. Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho have a good time in the court, Cisco.
Hey, you did go to court this morning, did you not, amigo?
Hey, Pancho want to learn how they hold court.
It's a fine thing to go to court occasionally and listen.
You Pancho like that judge, Cisco.
Oh, so you like the judge, eh? Well, what are you chuckling about, Chico?
The jury bringing the verdict. The judge not lie, Chico.
The jury brought in a verdict the judge did not lie?
See, the judge say, what excuse you got for letting the prisoner go like this?
What excuse?
See, in the foreman of the jury say, insanity, your honor.
Oh, and what did the judge say to that, Pancho?
Judge say, insanity? What, all 12 of you?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.